Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
As previously reported by the Associated Press, the Alaska House of Representatives are currently dealing with a reported outbreak of COVID-19 cases, which has resulted in the House Speaker requiring masks in the chambers until further notice. Recent House floor sessions were canceled because House Speaker Louise Stutes said that some members of the House chose not to mask up and as a result canceled sessions due to some members not complying. In response to the second floor cancellation, the Alaska House Republicans say that they take personal responsibility for their own health and the actions they take inside and outside of the Capitol facilities, stating that if they're feeling sick or have tested positive, they'll not report to work and will take the necessary precautions. Representative Ben Carpenter said that further delaying the important and constitutionally required work he was elected to do is frustrating.
It is a silly policy. It is a knee-jerk reaction. It is not based on science or anything other than just fear. The reality is you've got a couple members of the body that say they're not going to come onto the floor if everybody's not wearing masks.
Carpenter said he's the one taking the blame.
I decided not to wear a mask, and it wasn't to fight the mask mandate. I just was not going to do it. If the body was going to remove me, then that's what they were going to do. And that's what got threatened. I mean, this thing escalated from please put your mask on to we're going to have the armed guards remove you to now we're going to shame you for not putting your mask on. The whole body's business is going to be held up because you won't put your mask on. And it's nonsense. 5 more minutes on the floor and we could have passed the bill, but instead we gaveled out to make a political point. And honestly, the majority, the speaker, can't get done what she wants to get done. They can't pass their budget because they don't have the numbers on the floor. And so this is a convenient excuse for her to not get stuff done.
To view that letter, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai City Council passed a resolution supporting the efforts of the Kenai Central High School to secure grant funding for the construction of permanent restroom facilities at Ed Hollier Field. The field has been without permanent restroom facilities for spectators since the school opened in the early 1960s. The resolution, which passed as amended, was sponsored by Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel.
As I spoke at our last meeting regarding Will Chervenek, the vice principal of Kenai Central High School, had applied for a mini grant to help with the construction of the bathroom facilities. This also includes a snack bar, so it's more than just bathroom facilities, permanent bathroom facilities. And that didn't really meet the criteria of what we have that mini grant set up for. So I did ask him to please give us some information, and we would hopefully pass a resolution that would help them in their fundraising goals for the bathroom. Now, they do have permission from the school district to reach out to raise those funds, so all that has already been established. So what this does is it helps them with the community support that they may need if they go like for the Rasmussen Foundation and other groups like that. So I think this just gives them a little bit, shows that there's buy-in from the community that we certainly support this effort on his part.
According to Will Chervenek, in a typical year, Kenai Central High School approaches $7,000 in rental costs. The concept of the bathroom project is to have 2 bathrooms, concessions, and storage housed in the same facility. The estimated cost from the school district for the project, $250,000. The school district already created a financial account that could have matching funds to it as well. He said the goal is to raise $250,000 to pay for the materials and equipment needed for the project. The resolution was adopted unanimously as amended. And for more information, RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.